It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of John, we're in chapter 18. And we left off in a few verses there, and I want to go back to verse 11. It says, "Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath." Remember, Peter had cut off the ear of Malchus, one of the servants of the, he was a servant of the high priest. And then in verse 12, it says, "Then the band and the captain," that means the people who'd come to take Jesus, they came to arrest him, "and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year." And it goes on to say in verse 14, "Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people." Now, Caiaphas had actually foretold the death of Jesus, I believe, without even realizing it. Now, he knew the Old Testament, but as following the Old Testament, he did not listen to God. But back in John chapter 11, we read of Caiaphas, and we read how that, you remember how Lazarus had been raised from the dead by Jesus Christ. Verse 45 of John chapter 11 says, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him." In other words, they had been watching Jesus, these certain Jews that the Bible speaks of here in John 11, verse 45. They had seen Jesus do many things, I'm sure, and especially now they had seen Lazarus rise from the dead. Jesus resurrected him. Verse 46 goes on to say of John 11, "But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done." There were spies present there. Now, if I could use that term, spy, there were spies there for the Pharisees, and they went and told them what Jesus had done. And verse 47, John 11 says, "Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we do? For this man doeth many miracles." Well, they gathered people together. They formed a council and they wanted to know what to do. Verse 48, "If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation." Verse 49, "And one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, you know nothing at all." Now, remember, these Jews, they formed a council, and they wanted to know, you know, they counseled between themselves, and they said, what are we going to do if people believe on him? We're going to lose everything. Now, Caiaphas said, "You're pretty ignorant." He told this council, he said, "You guys don't know what you're talking about. You know nothing at all," verse 49 of John 11. Well, verse 50 goes on to say, Caiaphas speaking, "Nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perisheth not." Now, notice verse 51 of John 11. "And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation." But once again, Caiaphas really didn't know what he was saying as far as Jesus is concerned. He didn't really realize, I do not believe, that Jesus was the one who was going to die and resurrect on that third day. He really didn't know that he was prophesying of what the Old Testament had spoken of about Jesus. He was a high priest who wanted the recognition of man. And I've spoken of this before, how that there are some who would rather have the recognition of man rather than the recognition of God. Well, Caiaphas was one of these people, and he actually prophesied that that one would come and die for the nation of Israel. And Jesus did die for the nation of Israel. The Bible goes on to say and tells us that he not only died for the people of Israel, he died for the whole world. He died for all of mankind. And there is not a person in this world that has an excuse of not accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. The Bible says that you don't have to wait to be condemned because you're condemned already because you've not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I believe that every man, woman, boy, and girl in this world have the same opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Why? Because the Bible teaches that God is no respecter of persons. He does not favor one person over another, but he's given his Son that every person in this world could be saved if they want to be, if they will trust Jesus as Savior. Well, notice once again in verse 14, we're back in our chapter now, chapter 18, verse 14. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And that is John chapter 11 that it's speaking of here. Verse 15. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. Now one of the apostles went in with Jesus, because he was allowed to go in. The high priest knew him. And verse 16 says, but Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Peter went in, they let Peter go in. Now verse 17, then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. Well, now, this is the same man who had cut off another man's ear a little earlier. This was the man who stood up for the Lord Jesus Christ. He took out the sword and he cut off this man's ear, Malchus, a servant of a priest. He cut that man's ear off, but here he's denying the Lord. He said, I am not. She said, you're one of his disciples. She says, I'm not one of his disciples. Verse 18. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. It's a sad situation when saved people warm themselves by the fire of the world and stand with those people who are against Jesus Christ. There are some people who would rather have the praise of men, and we've gone through this before, the praise of man more than a person would have the praise of God. People need to wake up. And people, those saved people, need to realize that it's not the praise of man that gets the job done. It's not the praise of man that God's looking for. God's looking for men and women who will stand up for him, not for the praise of man, but for the praise of God. You see, God does praise us. God does encourage us to stand up for Jesus Christ. God does want us to stand up for his only begotten Son in this world. Now, those people who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ need to quit warming themselves by the fire of this world. They need to get on fire of the Lord and start serving God with all of their hearts, with all of their might, and telling other people how to go to heaven, telling other people and encouraging other Christians to be looking up, to stay prayed up, to encourage other Christians and letting them know that one day they're going to see their Savior, Jesus Christ. Many people in this world today are hurting. Many saved people are hurting. And it's up to us who know Jesus Christ as Savior to help those people who are hurting today, those other saved people who need an encouraging word today. If you know somebody that's going through something, a difficult time, you need to encourage them today. Uplift them and let them know that Jesus Christ is the great uplifter. He's not only willing to uplift us today, but one of these days he's going to take us way up. We're going to go to be with him. We'll be with him forever in glory. Notice verse 19 now of John 18. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. In other words, he wanted to know about his disciples. This high priest wanted to know about Jesus' disciples, and he wanted to know what Jesus taught. In verse 20, Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Jesus is laying the groundwork here to letting people know that he had done nothing wrong, that everything he did was according to what was supposed to be going on with the Jews there. He did nothing wrong. Verse 21, "Why askest thou me?" Jesus said. "Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. But do what the people have said that I've said. I've done nothing in secret. I've said nothing wrong." Verse 22, "And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so?" Can you imagine someone taking their hand and hitting Jesus Christ? Yet this is what this soldier did. Can you imagine someone taking their hand and hitting God? Once again, I remind you that God is long-suffering toward us. He gives every person an opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Verse 23 of John 18, Jesus answered him. He answered this man who struck him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me?" If you don't have any proof that I've done evil, don't say anything then. Don't say that I've done evil. But if you've got proof, then you need to bring it forward. Verse 24. Now, Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. Remember, this is the same person who had taken a sword and he had cut a man's ear off. He thought he was protecting our Lord. And he was protecting him, but it was at the wrong time. Jesus did not need protecting. He was ready to go to the cross. But here's this same man who is now denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Didn't I see you with Jesus in the garden? He had seen the man's ear cut off, that Peter had cut his ear off. And he said, You're one of them. Aren't you one of them? He said, No, I am not. Peter denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Well, this is something that Jesus Christ had warned Peter about. He warned Peter that he would deny him as he was getting ready to go to the cross. He had warned Peter. And you know, he warns us as well today. He wants us to stay in fellowship with him. He wants us to be in perfect communion with him today. I would ask you, please do not deny our Lord. If you're saved, you say, well, how is that a person who is saved can do that? Well, Peter did it. Saved people deny the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're denying him by the way you live, if you're denying him by turning your back on him and not serving him today, you need to look to him and say, oh, Lord, forgive me for not serving you, for not taking up for you, Lord, in the right manner. Lord, help me to serve you today. Help me to live for you. And Lord, I want to see you soon. Please, Lord, come quickly. If you'll pray a prayer and ask Jesus to forgive you today, you're a saved person. Now, why not ask him to forgive you for not standing up for him today? Serve him and let him lead you and guide you through this life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.